From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Millions of people have either reached their Thanksgiving destinations or they'll be on their way today. And as President Obama acknowledges hard times in his weekly address, others are staying home because of the cost of travel. But the annual televised Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City will provide a festive air to anyone who can get near to a TV screen. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
This year, Santa Claus gets a new float, his first in 40 years. New balloons include a sailor version of Mickey Mouse, a more muscular Spider-Man, and the Pillsbury Doughboy. Snoopy returns, the most popular parade balloon. He has been redesigned 8 times. The route of the parade will bypass Broadway. This year, the city converted many sections of Broadway near Times Square into pedestrian plazas, so the floats cannot make it through. More than 50 million people are expected to view the parade on television, and several million spectators usually line the parade route. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Astronauts on board Space Shuttle Atlantis are getting ready for their planned return home tomorrow, but they won't be having a turkey dinner today for Thanksgiving because of a schedule change. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Last year, astronauts on a space shuttle mission got little pouches full of Thanksgiving delights. Everything from irradiated smoked turkey to thermostabilized candied yams. This year, though, the crew of Atlantis rocketed up without any holiday goodies. That's because the astronauts didn't initially expect to be in orbit for Thanksgiving. Once their schedule changed, it was too late to easily stow new food. Before the launch, Atlantis commander Charlie Hobaugh said he didn't mind.
We're just always pleased to be in space, and I don't care what they give us. It could be beef brisket, it could be tofu. It doesn't matter to me. We're going to enjoy ourselves no matter what we do.
Atlantis is scheduled to return to Earth on Friday morning. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
A man stuck upside down in a cave about 80 miles from Salt Lake City, Utah, has died. Reporter James Nelson says rescuers found it extremely difficult to reach 26-year-old John Jones.
He was down about 150 feet beneath the surface, but if you think horizontally, 700 feet into this underground cave.
Jones was briefly freed yesterday afternoon, then the cord supporting him gave way and he fell back into the area where he was wedged around a corner. The main suspect in the massacre of 57 people in an election caravan in the Philippines has surrendered to authorities. A local mayor was flown from the provincial capital in an army helicopter and he was handed over to senior officials. He called the charges baseless. The mayor's clan has long ruled the region without much opposition. This is NPR News. Britain's independent inquiry into the Iraq War has been told there were big doubts about dictator Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction before the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. The focus is now turning to transatlantic relations in the period leading up to the war. Larry Miller has more from London.
The British government's case for war was that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and could deliver them with long-range missiles within 45 minutes. However, intelligence cited at the Iraq inquiry suggests Iraq's WMDs had been dismantled and that in any event, Saddam might not have had the munitions to deliver them. Then Prime Minister Tony Blair used the WMD argument to take Britain into the war. Yet the inquiry heard Blair was told 10 days before the start of the war about the intelligence assessment. Today, the inquiry focuses on the U.S.-UK pre-war relationship, with former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Meyer looking at the personal friendship between Blair and President Bush and how that might have influenced policy. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Israeli leaders have ordered a 10-month suspension of West Bank settlement construction, and Israel's foreign minister says now it's up to the Palestinians whether peace talks resume. The U.S. is praising Israel's move, but Palestinian leaders don't like it. They say it's not good enough because it does not include East Jerusalem. The Secret Service says it's checking into security procedures at the White House after two people crashed President Obama's state dinner on Tuesday night. A spokesman says the president and his guest of honor, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, were never in any danger. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.